among other items. Do you know Alice? If you don't, the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties would like to introduce you. ALICE stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, Employed. This means a person or household that is earning more than the federal poverty level, but not enough to afford all of the basics. United Way is holding presentations at the McMillan Library on June 22nd at 10 and again at 4, and on June 27th at the Adams County Community Center at 9 a.m. Nearly half of our community struggles to make ends meet. Learn more about ALICE and how United Way is taking action. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Clear skies overnight with a low of 43. North winds around 5 miles per hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 80. Lows dip down to about 55. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered storms Saturday and Sunday, 79. Saturday, 67. Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 60.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Join the Port Edwards Firefighters Association and Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI in celebrating the Port Edwards Fire Department's 100th anniversary. On Friday, June 16th, WIRI will be on location from 5 to 7 p.m. at 431 Latender Avenue for the 36th Annual Street Dance, featuring the band Genesee opening for the headliner Road Trip. It's a night of fun and community with door and raffle prizes and food and beverages available for purchase. Come on down and help us make this year our best year yet. We will see you there.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I'm William Shatner. I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Clear skies overnight with a low of 43. North winds around 5 miles per hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 80. Lows dip down to about 55. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered storms Saturday and Sunday, 79 Saturday, 67 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 60.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Weekend, holiday weekend, Halloween weekend, Devil's Advocates radio show, rolling
Obama
into
Halloween weekend, baby.
Halloween weekend, baby. And if you're looking for a good time this weekend, how about go to the Dancer Die Party tonight at the Atomic Koi? We had fun partying over at the Koi the other night.
Yeah, that was fun.
Finer neighborhood bars, this one in Fitchburg. But we've been telling you about the dance party coming up. Costume contest with prizes. Tonight, Dancer Die Party, 8 to midnight. So be there. I might go to a high school football game tonight. Playoff time, man. Middleton playing at Wanakee. A couple of big schools, and we got little schools playing all across the state. Our pal, Chad Holmes, going off live at 7 o'clock. I believe it's, I'll get it wrong, but one of the Wausau schools, quite good. They're playing towards the state championship, I suspect. And that will play off on Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. So if you like your high school sports, find them there. College hockey. Badgers going off on WFHR. You can stream them on the Civic Media app. And, of course, this great show, Dom, if I ever get back to it, going on right now with your phone calls even at 844-967-2789. Friday with Joanne from Madison. Welcome. How you doing, Joanne?
Hey, Joanne.
Great show. Great show. Thanks for taking my call. Back to that topic with Mr. Pelosi. There have been many ads from the Johnson campaign and the PACs and all of that about Mandela Barnes having $600,000 of escorts and security every year.
Well, escorts and security are different things, Joanne, in my book at least.
Sorry. It's Friday, folks. The services that keep him alive.
There we go.
Obviously, the first black lieutenant governor of Wisconsin had threats. President Obama had an extraordinary number of threats as well. And $600,000 is nothing in comparison to the burial expenses we would have had to pay had some idiot taken a hammer to him or a gun or something like that. So I'm very offended at the notion that we can't protect what we have, our precious lieutenant governor, with $600,000. And it was even brought up in the debate that Ron Johnson character brought that notion up in the debate. So I'll let you guys riff on it. But gosh, you know, we need to protect our precious talent when it comes to political forces and stop this culture of violence. So thank you very much.
Joanne. Yeah,
thank you, Joanne.
Thank you for listening. The lieutenant governor, the U.S. senatorial candidate, Mandela Barnes, our friend, has been escorted by state patrol officers primarily. And they act like, you know, he's begging them to go everywhere. No, that is for his protection. And those assignments are made by the State Patrol security detail. So, you know, unless I hear some complaints about what Donald Trump putting the Secret Service up at his hotels for like quadruple rates, they have to protect him. He gets to charge them, what, room and board, staying at his hotel while he stays there. Yeah. And then he sticks it to the American taxpayers at like quadruple rates. Or Mandela leaves the house and the security detail goes with at the direction of somebody else from the state patrol.
Well, that's exactly the point. And of course, it's the logic would be if there are additional funds and additional resources being diverted, being given to the lieutenant governor, and it's at the direction of the state police and those folks. Well, if there's more money and more people, man hours being spent, perhaps there's a reason for it. Perhaps because there are more threats to the first black lieutenant governor in the state of Wisconsin's history.
Well, I do recall when the wanker, the former governor of the state of Wisconsin, Republican Scott Walker, remember when he was out in Iowa trying to be a viable presidential candidate? Didn't last long, but for a while there, kind of caught a spark with some Christian conservatives. But he told a story from the stage in Des Moines at the Freedom Summit,
Steve
Citizens
King.
United Freedom caucus, whatever it was, the summit. But he was running, and you met Donald Trump, shook his hand that day. But
he shook my hand, yes.
Scott Walker went on the stage and talked about the threats against his wife, against Honette. They were going to gut her like a deer, stem to stern. And for years, the man would not leave the Capitol through the door. He would go through the tunnels, through the rat tunnels. Well, they claimed they were so afraid of, the liberal mobs, right? That's the way they were characterized. These peaceful people that reacted to Act 10, the bomb dropped here in the state of Wisconsin. 110,000 people nonviolently, peacefully sort of cohabitated and hung out and protested for a matter of months. And he still jammed it through, right? And never once did violence befall Scott Walker. A, because the left, for the most part, were not violent people. And B, because he always had cops. He always had cops. Why don't they ever compare the bills of Scott Walker's during the recall effort? You don't think he ever justified having a couple extra state patrol guys go with him, after the threats he claimed in his unintimidated book? Oh, I went up to La Crosse and I got in the car and the car was surrounded by the mob. Although I've called local press in La Crosse and they find no record that that incident ever happened, but Scott Walker made the claim. You don't think he had a couple of state patrol guys with him every time I saw him?
Every time.
He had a body guy and a state patrol guy every time I saw him. Because, I got to stand next to him a couple times then. I had lucky thoughts, but I never acted on them. 844-967-2789. Let's go back to the phones. Nice people, all nonviolent. Crabby, perhaps. Nonviolent, I hope. Jeannie from Eau Claire, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jeannie.
Crabby isn't even the word. I'm on outrage. That'll hit her on the head.
Well, let's not use that one either. sadly, Jeannie, we try to infuse a little humor in the headlines of the day, but we spent a lot of time talking about songs we would not be playing today. No MC Hammer, no Hammer Time, no Jacob's Hammer, just none of that. You a little too early, Jeannie, I guess.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I just have to say one thing real quick, and that is these guys happen to go after women. They're going after Nancy Pelosi's husband and then Governor Whitmer and our lovely ladies that are representatives. And it's just unbelievable. I mean, these people are nuts. Their insanity is getting worse and worse every day. Now, I don't know if this is true, but I saw this one today, and I don't even know if it's true. Maybe you guys have heard it. Something about nut job Johnson. I'm sorry. That's my opinion that he needs.
Oh, it's a widely held opinion, but please continue.
Well, I'm just, from observing his behavior and listening to his nutty comments, well, there was something about a kitty litter box. Somebody asked him about a kitty litter
box
schools. And then he said, he's heard about that. And I thought, are you effing nuts, Johnson? there was somebody that was interviewed about them having those stripper poles in the schools for kids. I thought, are you nuts? I mean, these guys come up with the nuttiest crap that nobody can forget about. You know what I mean? And I got one more thing to say, is I feel so bad for any Democrat that has to take on these guys in a debate because they say so many lies that all of a sudden you're hit with all these gall-dang lies and you don't know which one to address first. So that's why a lot of times you see Democrats having a difficult time because there's so much BS spewed, you don't know where to start, attacking it, which one's most important, because they're all big bad lies.
Mike. I've heard a few responses of questionable veracity from Ron Johnson.
Well, guys, you have a great weekend. Thank you for covering Obama tomorrow. I'll have my radio on, and thanks for the great job. You give us such a public service. I just can't thank you enough. And guys have a good weekend, too. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeannie. You have a great weekend as well. And thank you for bringing that up. One of my grievances, some of the sounds, some of the articles we didn't get to during the week. Well, Jeannie, you gave us an excuse. If you would, Evan, I know you did all the hard work pulling this the other day. Play Ron Johnson talking about the kitty litter.
I don't know if he's ready
Hi,
for
Hi, Senator. Thank you so much for taking our calls. I have to admit that I was a Democrat until 2016, and I saw the light. I just want to say my niece goes to school in West Bend, and she's been telling us stories like that other students have been forcing them to have like litter box to accommodate students who identify as cats. I was wondering if you heard about this and if you've seen what Ron DeSantis has done in Florida with his parental bill of rights. Is that something that you could see happening like on the federal level? Is that something you support? Thank you so much for everything you do.
Well, first of all, Jeff, thank you for your support. And yes, I'm well aware of this. I mean, I think one of the things that COVID did is parents were looking over their kids' shoulders, and they became aware of the indoctrination of our children by radical leftists within our education system. It's just amazing. I just heard on the radio talk show how England, for example,
so it must be true.
The National Health Service has come out completely different recommendation in terms of transgenderism, saying that this is a phase for children. Don't accommodate the phase. You work with them through it. Don't be putting gender-blocking drugs in our children. You certainly don't meet them with the sex change operations to minors. I mean, this is sick what's happening. But, yeah, I'm aware of the fact that we've got some teachers that are, you know, they're pushing this stuff on our kids. I mean, kids are kids. I mean, they think weird things. You know, they go through phases.
Kids think weird things? I mean, really, Senator, kids are the ones with the weird thoughts.
I'm aware of that. I've heard that. Yes.
You cannot possibly believe that. I mean, but he seemed to think the man with such sincerity. Oh, yeah, I've been hearing about this for lots of conspiracy theories.
I'm Ron Johnson, and I'm here to help you. Yes, I'm very competently answering your question. So thank you, Jeannie, for that reminder. Yes, that guy's up for election in, what, just over a week.
844-967-2789. I've got some thoughts about the newest federal ruling, Dom. Apparently, activists can stand at the ballot box in Arizona and intimidate voters. And I was going to mention when Jeannie was on that Ron Johnson has been assembling, let's call them volunteers, to go challenge people at the ballot box. As you go to cast your ballot, do not be afraid. But you may have to show a little courage this time. You may have to stand up and advocate for yourself. I tell my son, although he did try calling me during the show, I thought I taught him through the years, Dad does a little radio show this time. But anyways, I tell my son, advocate for yourself. Don't be intimidated. Don't let anyone push you around. Well, if you run into any trouble on election day, you stand your ground. You know what I'm saying? And I don't mean in the Scott Walker get a gun sort of way. I just mean stay until they let you vote. Don't be intimidated. Don't be discouraged. Don't let some loudmouth conservative talk you out or disenfranchise you through their efforts. And that's part of it, Dom. Right now, the voter suppression's moving into an active phase, if you know what I'm saying.
Exercise your rights. And if anyone, as an observer, gets in your way, then document them as well. I mean, this goes both ways. This is nothing new. We've had poll watchers forever. But don't let people get in your face, no doubt. And if there's any issues, get a hold of your local election officials and let them know immediately. And, of course, if you have any fear for your safety, call the police immediately.
Yeah, it used to be people being educated, you know, civically. Now it's Cleta Mitchell is leading the voter education exercise.
Oh, don't even get me going on her, man.
Well, I'm just saying. Come back. Plenty of time for your grievances. Just be patient, callers. We'll get there next at 844-967-2789. More Devil's Advocates, the Friday edition, almost the weekend.
You're a lucky, lucky, lucky little boy, because you know why? You get to drink from the fire hose!
Of lies.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really?
Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. We'll go there shortly at 844-967-2789. Crudy, one of my grievances, we did not get to it, but Cleta Mitchell, you brought up her name. You invoked her name, so I thought I'd address this quickly.
We're not debating here.
To the phones. Of course, Cleta Mitchell, she was formerly at, Foley and Lardner, right?
Correct.
And she was on the phone call, the Georgia phone call, where the president said
780
votes. There we go. 11,700. She was on the call, right, as an employee of Foley and Lardner at the time. Now, she resigned after that. New York Magazine did an interview with her, and I want to just read a couple of paragraphs for you so you get a sense of who this person is who's really leading the charge on the Republican side for these poll watchers and voter intimidation techniques. Again, New York Magazine. When we spoke, Mitchell cited a study of non-voters that revealed, she claimed, how little they knew about the issues and the candidates. I am glad those people didn't vote. They had no clue about anything, she said. The left sees them as people who are capable of being manipulated, so they vote as a Democrat. That's what the left cares about. They don't give a rat's ass about increasing participation and turnout. Now, the author said, well, I said, at least we can agree that voting should be easy and hassle-free, No, Mitchell screamed. I wouldn't say that. I would not say hassle-free. I don't think you should be able to register to vote within 2 or 3 weeks of an election. You should pay attention. Voting is a right, but it is also a responsibility. Accept the responsibility and find out what the rules are. The left will tell you that it is some kind of voter suppression if people can't vote at 3 in the morning. Well, you know what? I think people voting at 3 in the morning are up to something. End quote. Cleta Mitchell. This is the Republican darling in charge of these kinds of efforts.
844-967-2789. One of our friends from the leftist coast, Jake from Eureka, California. Welcome, Jake. What do you got for us?
What's up, Jake?
Yeah, I suspect Cleta Mitchell is actually the sister of Cletus from The Simpsons. You know,
you might be right.
The Republican Party has become the Cletus Party. Literally the party of inbred, low IQ, redneck, racist, hillbilly, white trash who only care about, Katie on black people and brown people. Let's face it. So the Republican Party is, it is a racist party, it is a neo-Nazi party, and Ron Johnson can go right back to Moscow where he belongs.
But Tim Michaels here running for governor's got lots of money, Jake. What do you say to that?
Well, I don't know. He probably married a rich woman. Isn't that the way Ron Johnson
got? No, he had a rich daddy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Totally different. Totally different.
Rich daddy. That's the Bush way of life. That's the Trump way of life, having a rich daddy. Too bad it makes their sons extremely stupid as a result. I mean, God, Republicans, aren't you ashamed of how stupid your political party has become? I mean, literally, if you tell people, if you're actually stupid enough to say, yeah, I vote Republican, then, you know, you get what you get. You get fired, probably. You're going to lose any chance of having sex with a woman for the rest of your life. your partisan Republican, small penis Republican syndrome has destroyed your party. It's about time to do something about it. Seriously.
I don't think they're going on the Right Stuff app, are they, Crude?
Jake, appreciate your blunt candor, sir. But leave that part to me. 844-967-2789. You can be blunt. And be, you know, show candor. We appreciate that. Let's go back to the Jake line, a different Jake. Jake number two from Milwaukee. Welcome, Jake. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jake.
Wow, Jake from, what was he, San Francisco, California,
Eureka.
Someplace?
Eureka.
Eureka, oh, okay.
Humboldt County, baby, the Emerald Triangle.
Oh, Humboldt County, that's like DIY punk area.
Talk
anyway.
About being blunt.
Blunt, okay, there you go. So my grievance is, and usually it's against you two, and actually it is, like usual, is that you have raised the bar so high that Dave is like a moderate liberal now. Gary is like a feminist. And CJ is infecting all the other shows. What do you have to say about that? I mean, really, guys, what did you do? I mean, the devil's advocate used to be like, you know, like if you wanted the bottomist of stories about like someone being naked and trying to vote or something, you could always go to devil's advocate. But now, what have you done to my precious show?
I blame Crudy, Jake.
I'm going to explore the naked one.
Yes, oh, I am the naked one.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay, well, that's a really bad visual.
or a great visual, Jake. Depends on your mood.
But, you know, like the poor Matt McNeil. I mean, oh, man. He gets his, like, the lot, you know, like, he can't even fight against the logic of CJ.
Jake, I'm going to cut you short there because you've invoked CJ's name like four times. He might call. You've talked about a couple of other hosts, and well, we appreciate all the fine hosts on the network. You know, mostly it's all about us. So if you're not going to talk about us, man, call those other shows and complain to them. Do they do Friday grievances?
I don't know. It's trademark, so if they do, they're going to pay us.
I hope they pay us. But then you can use it. 844-967-2789. Catherine from Madison. Welcome, Catherine. What do you got for us?
Hi, Catherine.
Hi. Oh, whoa. Yeah, please. No more CJ. Oh, God.
It's like Candyman. Cumulatively, the audience has invoked the man's name like five times.
It's like Beetlejuice.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, I call, this is not a grievance. I just have a question. I really appreciate the new civic media. It's fantastic. I know you guys worked really hard on it, and we need it so badly. And I really appreciate the fact that you're covering all these debates and so forth and having candidates on. This is just wonderful. But I've got just a side issue that's not important at all. You're obviously going to hear, well, I want to listen to Barack Obama tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember hearing him before he was president, and then after he was president, and he never seemed to speak as well as president because he was so cautious and he would talk so slowly and be sure that everything he said was perfect, you know. And then when he got out of office, it seems like he's limbered up. So I'm just curious tomorrow to see You know, since this is a pretty strong fight here, and I just want to see if we're going to get like a fighting Barack Obama, you know.
I hope so. Really don't you, Catherine? Don't mm-hmm. you want to see a fired up
yes,
Barack
do.
Obama?
I do. And you know he's got, I mean, think about how irritated he has got to be. He was on some nighttime talk show, and they said, the host said, what, you know, do you ever think about what would have happened if you did some of the things that Trump did? And he said, oh. Hmm. You know, he said, Michelle and I talk, we have play that game all the time. You know, he must be going nuts with
us. Catherine, thank you for listening to what some call the greatest radio show ever, Hour 2. It's only going to be better. Just wait. The happier, happy hour is next.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.